You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on it. It's our new real estate technology segment with Becca Carlson and Andres Seen. Did I get it right?
Sunny.
Hey, Jim,
how are you?
I'll figure it out. Did you guys have $5 whether I'd botch it again?
Maybe.
Yeah, I figured it did. Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got my good friend Andres on, and we're going to talk about real estate and technology. Andres, take it away.
So, Jim, thanks for having me, as always. And as far as the real estate technology, it continues to evolve.
Yeah.
Just last year, 3,000 companies. This year, over 4,000 companies.
Now, tell me about CRE Collaborative 2.0. What is all that?
Well, 2.0 refers to the connectivity, availability, and deliverability of your data. Real estate is all about your relationships, your network, your deals, your knowledge. What CRE Collaborative enables you to do is leverage your network, your knowledge, and your data across those 4,000 companies I was starting to mention, those technologies. So it's the business of closing transactions through shaking hands. Only our platform lets you shake hands digitally, lets your technologies shake hands, and lets you get back to closing more business.
So, you know, I've funded millions and millions of dollars in deals, or as Wanda and Donald Trump like to say, billions and billions of dollars in deals. And I did it, like you said, all making relationships, and they were made face to face. And I was reading something the other day where it talked about, I'm going to just have to say some terms I really don't like, Generation Z. I hate these generalizations, but they say that the really young people, that they're in the real world when they're on social media, that they, that's part of their real world. So there's a combination and it's just come together, a crush.
It's a hybrid world.
There you go.
And that's true for all industries. There's those that are buried in their phone and those that aren't. But regardless of being a hybrid or being all digital or face-to-face, you have to shake hands. You have to connect.
Yes, so you need to connect. I use the radio show as a general door opener or relationship builder, but every person I meet them in person, you got to.
That's right. And you only have so much time in a day, in a year, to meet that person in person. And with so many technologies and so many services and so many distractions out there, what we offer is a way to take that load. We handle that technology for you to let you get back to what you do best, which is closing deals and being on the radio.
Okay, so let's say that I have a client. The client needs $20 million for their $40 million real estate transaction. How do you help me?
Well, simple. They can come on, you can come on, leverage your network, use our tools and our partner technologies to access more investors, access the people within your network, as well as promote it through marketing channels and distribution tech.
And can your affiliated companies and service providers help me spiff up my stuff so it looks good and presentable and professional? Because sometimes it might look 10 years old.
Absolutely. So start to finish, at any point in a deal cycle, the CRE Collaborative technology will introduce to you the available services, technologies to help augment or improve the way you can do business.
So listen, you know, a lot of the online technology for real estate up until now has really been directed at helping me leverage somebody else's contacts. It sounds like this is a little different, that I'm leveraging my contacts. What's the nuance?
Well, like your show and it being all about me, because I'm calling in, CRE Collaborative is all about you. And you being the broker, the investor, the developer, service professional, we want to help you streamline your business, structure everything so it talks to one another, so you can get out there and talk business.
So what can I do on the platform? I mean, help me out here.
Well, keeping it simple, you can use our search function to gain transparency into your markets, track your assets, as well as find and close opportunities.
What do you mean by gain transparency into the market? Is that like get good market data?
It's exactly like that.
Okay.
So with 4,000 disparate technologies, 300 listing services, and much, much more much more becoming available daily from different companies. We aggregate and source all the different providers and technologies to give you the clearest insight or the most transparency between the technology you already pay for or you subscribe to, as well as introduce you to technologies that would help you do more business.
So like if I use LinkedIn, you can help me do LinkedIn on steroids.
We can push and pull you, your business, your deals to and from wherever you tell us to put them.
Wow. So just the way I want consistency of messaging, you can give me consistency of coverage. I certainly hope somebody wrote that down. That was amazing what I just said.
The exposure where you want it, how you want it, it's all about you. That's really what matters. Promoting it out to social, getting the right image the right way, and then how do you get it out?
Well, it's got to be consistent, and it's got to be to the right people, and it's got to get to them in the right channel, and people use different channels, and I'm going crazy because some people want to only messenger me, and Facebook wants them to only messenger me, so they're rewarding them for only messengering me, but I don't look there for 3 days, for instance. How can you help with that? Can it all gather it into one place?
Yes, we'll take your business opportunities, your business data, and we'll push it, pull it, or import it from wherever you tell us. Assuming Facebook is willing to do that notification and has the open infrastructure, that 2.0 technology or willingness to connect and work with others to collaborate.
So how do I do that, Andres? How do I start collaborating with other people on your platform? And it's kind of tongue-in-cheek because I'm already collaborating with you and Rebecca.
Well, sign up. It's free to join. Search our database, network. Your contacts, your data is your own. You'll be able to collaborate and connect with people by role, by assets they service, bookmark and follow, similar to some of the social networks you've seen, only very different in that we are a open system.
What does that mean?
More like a search engine or a search one and done kayak model.
You didn't say that word, did you?
You were going to say it if I didn't.
No, your wife told me not to say it. Inside joke. So listen, so if you're like the an aggregator of all kinds of different things on your website, how do I sort through them and pick out what's best for me? That's a good question, sure. Isn't it?
Well, that goes back to searching and sourcing. You have a specialty or an asset you want to do business with. What business are you looking for? Retail, industrial, office, specialty.
Well, that's easy. Let's talk about one of the specialty ones because I don't make business. I like my business in the niches. So I do a lot of this memory care. So I'm doing, you know, my fourth memory care deal right now, maybe my fifth. I do some. I also have a lot of business in the cannabis industry. I almost said I do a lot of cannabis, but that wouldn't have sounded right. and then I do land, which is a sort of an interesting specialty. So are there communities or technologies or silos for those unique type of things, memory care, senior housing, cannabis, or is it just the main silos of industrial, office, and retail, which are also changing, but a different topic?
There are many, many silos. There are the legacy silos that are the industry.
Oh, people legacy silos. I like that terminology. Heirloom silos.
And now all of these silos are multiplying and just coming online. More and more technologies with silos of information that are competing to be the biggest, the best. Whereas we are an infrastructure that simply wants to connect you, your services to one another on our site, on their site, giving you the clearest insight for what you're after, specific to the specialty uses. Those are all you're referring to properties and zoning and use and allowances. So we've got over 20 million properties, commercial properties in the network that you can start to track and drill down on, be alerted to.
Okay.
Source those opportunities.
Okay. But like we say in Miami, okay, how do I sign up? And if I sign up, how do I operate it? Is there somebody there to help me? And is there somebody to help me beyond just rudimentary help desk, you know, because it could all be great. But if I don't know how to use it, what good is it? And hold that thought, because we're going to stop for a break and then we're going to come back and you're going to tell me how I'm going to make my life better and easier by using your technology and working with you and Becca. Becca's not on the call today, but Becca's always in my mind. So we'll be right back with this. We're going to talk about how I'm going to use this in my business, because I'm going to beat Andres over the head until we start making money with this. So stick with us. We're going to learn how you can do it, how you can sign up, how you can get help, how you can really make this work for you. And Andres, you used to work with the Miami Board of Realtors. What do they think about this?
Miami Board, as well as others, couldn't be more excited. The entire industry is talking about
All right.
connectivity.
All right, we'll be right back after this. We're going to connect you with the industry. Wanda, take it away.